KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 15th day of April. Would have been tax day had not the COVID-19 virus struck. Time for a look at the news. Well, Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr updated the Amador County Board of Supervisors yesterday on the COVID-19 virus. According to Dr. Kerr, there have been about 300 tests for COVID-19 given to Amador residents, with 7 confirmed cases. While issues with testing delays have been addressed, shortening the typical wait period for tests from up to 11 days down to 2 to 3 days, limited testing supplies mean that those without COVID-19 symptoms will not be tested. Kerr and other local county health officers are working with state officials to select a reliable test for antibodies from the virus in those that have been exposed to the disease already and would expect to have some immunity. Kerr went on to pronounce social distancing efforts successful so far, quoting, "We flattened the curve here in Amador County." Speaking through a cloth mask while giving her presentation, she went on to explain that this mask is to protect you from me, not to protect me from you. As to when the countermeasures to COVID-19 might be lifted, Kerr said that social distancing will not go away for a long time. Shelter-in-place orders are expected to ease gradually for non-vulnerable populations, but are likely to continue beyond May 1st.
Well, the possible impact of the Amador County budget from the COVID-19 pandemic also discussed yesterday. Both the virus and containment measures such as shelter in place have hurt the local economy, with all events canceled, most businesses closed or with limited hours, and those effects will be passed on to the county most directly from the loss of sales tax revenue. Now, the board appointed an ad hoc committee to study potential budget savings. A new budget must be approved before the end of June. Now, in non-COVID-19 business, the Board of Supervisors voted to move forward with contract negotiations for a government-wide energy project. Under the proposal, all county buildings will see their heating and air conditioning units replaced with newer, more efficient units and have solar panels installed either on the roof or on parking shelters. The project would be financed with low-interest loans provided by the state, paid for with the energy savings. The project estimated to cost $3.5 million, but would save the county $4.5 million over the next 20 years. The final contract and financing will return to the board for final approval. The board also welcomed a new director of public works, Richard Vela.
And during his daily press conference yesterday, Governor Newsom unveiled his 6 critical indicators to reopen California and cautioned that when things reopen, they won't be the same. The governor relayed that restaurants will have fewer tables and waiters will wear gloves and masks. Thermometers will be common in public spaces, as well as masks and other protective gear. Schools could stagger arrival times of students to enforce physical distancing. And he added that large gatherings like sporting events, concerts, and fairs are not in the cards. The governor's office provided this outline of 6 indicators: the ability to monitor and protect our communities through testing, contact tracing, isolation, and supporting those who are positive or exposed, the ability to prevent infection in people who are at risk for more severe COVID-19, the availability of hospital and health systems to handle surges, the ability to develop therapeutics to meet the demand, the ability for businesses, schools, and childcare facilities to support physical distancing, and the ability to determine when to reinstitute certain measures such as stay-at-home orders if necessary.
Well, Cal Fire is scheduled to continue with ongoing prescribed burning operations on the Pine Acre Veg Management Project within the Mount Zion Demonstration Forest in Pine Grove. Now, dependent on weather, smoke conditions, and approval from the Amador County Air District, burning will start at approximately 9 a.m., continue till approximately 3 p.m. The goal is to treat up to 18 acres of brush, timber, and leaf litter from the South Fork of Jackson Creek to the ridgetop. Now, the effort will improve the fuel brake and increase fire protection in the area. Smoke may be visible. Now, persons in the area who are sensitive to smoke requested to contact CAL FIRE Forester Patrick McDaniel at 530-647-5288.
And as part of its ongoing response to California's tree mortality crisis, PG&E is conducting aerial patrols in Amador and San Joaquin counties again today to identify dead trees that could pose a wildfire or other public safety risk. The helicopter will be leaving from Westover Field around 8 this morning. Flights will be ongoing throughout the day until 4 p.m. in the areas of Ione, Carbondale, Plymouth, Drytown, Amador City, Sutter Creek, Martell, Jackson, Buena Vista, Comanche Village, Clements, and Lockford. Also this year, PG&E expects to patrol via air over half of its overhead distribution lines at least two times.
And the Amador Senior Center responding to the coronavirus by providing drive-through lunch service for Amador County residents, especially seniors. Now, hot lunches are prepared fresh each day, available by reservation. Just call the center by 9 a.m. the day you want lunch at 223-0442. Now, lunches are only a $4 contribution for seniors who've completed a registration form, and only $6 for anyone who is not registered. New clients are now being accepted. Registration forms can be downloaded easily from the center website and filled out before you arrive. Sign up today. Enjoy a flavorful lunch from the Amador Senior Center with convenient drive-through service. Call 223-0442.
And again, a quick reminder for you, Ione residents, please, can serve water. Again, non-essential water usage, you are asked to delay that until after work is completed on the upgrade at the water treatment facility in Ione. That's expected to wrap up early in the morning tomorrow. So again, please, Ione residents, ask to minimize non-essential water usage. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be up at 8:30 with an update on yesterday's board meeting. Also, around 8:30, we'll be talking with Kathleen Harmon of the Amador Community Foundation about Amador Bucks. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.